You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning has a newsmaker of the day. He is the president of the Somerville Bears Quarterback Club, Ron Roberson. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We are going to talk about a fundraising event that is coming up just a little over 2 weeks from today on Saturday, August 7th. But first, let us establish, what is the Somerville Bears Quarterback Club?
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, the Bears Quarterback Club is something that a group of community members started about 5 years ago now. And what we do is we try to raise funds for athletics at Somerville High School and for scholarships for Somerville and for Sonora High students. So that's our main purpose is to, all the athletics are very expensive, especially football. And so what we try to do is defray some of the costs that student athletes have to pay in order to be able to play. So we try and absorb some of that for them and help them out.
So when you have fundraisers, and your fundraisers have been very popular, the money doesn't just go to the Somerville Bears football team?
It does not. We've done girls soccer over at Somerville High. We've done wrestling over at Somerville High. And we do the cheer squad at Somerville High. So we do other things. As we have funds available, we fund other things. As well as we do about $3,000 a year in scholarships for student athletes as well.
In the year before 2020, you had a very popular event that was called the Brewfest that was held at Westside Pavilion. Is Brewfest coming back this year, or what's going on?
You know, I appreciate you asking. It's been a lot of people in the community have been disappointed because we had to cancel last year because of COVID. And then this year we canceled again because of COVID. And the problem was this year for this summer was we start spending money marketing and tying up bands and all those kinds of things in January and February. And we were afraid that if we spent all that money, we had no guarantee that we could get a liquor license, that the state would give us a liquor license. And without a liquor license, we couldn't have the event. And we're going to come back full force with the Brewfest in 2022. But we also, because we're still trying to do the funding that we do, we decided to come up with an alternate, something we could put together a little easier, which is our poker and bingo night under the stars. So that's what we're doing this year.
So this is going to take place on Saturday night, August the 7th, beginning at what time?
Yes. So Saturday, August 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. is dinner. So the dinner is included. No host bar is included. And then people will buy a ticket to either play poker, which will start at 6 o'clock, or bingo that'll start at 6 o'clock. And then we'll have roughly about 30 bingo games that night. And each one of those will have a prize that will be at least $30 value of the prize for each game. And then on the poker side, we expect that will go till probably around 10, 11, maybe even midnight, depending on how long it lasts. And the winners, the first, second, and third place, will split a $3,000 pot.
So does a person buy in at the poker table, or is that included in the price, or how does this work?
That's included in the price. So a ticket for a poker player is $125, and that includes dinner, drinks, and the buy-in. And then now there'll be opportunities if somebody wants to do an extra buy-in or double their chips, we'll be selling those things that night. But as far as you just want to come and you want to play, you pay the $125, you get fed, you get your drinks, and you're in the tournament. And then, like I say, if you make it to the end, then there'll be a pot of $3,000. It'll be split amongst the top three placers.
And you have poker dealers?
We do. Actually, anybody out there that is interested in being there and wants to help us out some, we are working with both casinos to get poker players and people that have worked at the casinos in the past. So we have professional dealers. But if there's others out there that are familiar with this, it's Texas Hold'em. If you're familiar with the rules and you can shuffle cards well, then please reach out to us. We'd love to have, we need the help with dealers as well.
They are not easy to find. Tell me about bingo. What's the cost for playing the 30 games of bingo?
So bingo is $45. And again, that includes dinner and drinks. And then the 30 games of bingo, or as many as you want to play. And the bingo, actually, it usually ends up... not being sexist, but it just seems like a lot of the ladies gravitate towards the bingo and the smart guys. Because if you want to hang out with the ladies, you know where to go. And they have a blast. They raise the roof and have a great time. We always hear them yelling and screaming and having a great time in the bingo side. And the poker side, they're a little more serious on that side. People are there to, you know, a little bit, it's a little different attitude, but both sides are fun, but just a little bit different.
So after the dinner, everybody splits up to separate locations for poker and bingo?
Correct. Yeah, we'll have tents for the bingo, and we'll have tents for the poker, and so we kind of separate them a little bit because the bingo players are noisy, so we have to separate them up a little bit.
So where is all this going to take place at?
We are going to be at the West Side Pavilion. So we are very fortunate that they agreed to let us use the West Side Pavilion. So it's the site of the Brewfest out there on Tuolumne Road, just past the high school, and that nice beautiful lawn they have out there. That's will be right in the middle of the lawn.
Tickets.
The tickets, as I mentioned, are $125 for poker, $45 for bingo, and they can call me. My number is 209-743-0021. My name's Ron Roberson. Or if you know anybody in the quarterback club, all of us can arrange to get tickets to you. You can also reach out to us on Facebook. That would be fine as well.
Somerville Bears Quarterback Club on Facebook.
Correct. That is correct. One other thing I did want to mention is we have sponsorships available. If somebody wants to be a poker table sponsor, they would pay for that sponsorship, and they would get 8 seats at the table. They'd have their own table. And then in addition to that, we put together a marketing package, which will include a banner at all the football games, social media advertising on our Facebook page and our website. So that's the advertising package that goes with that.
Ron Roberson, always good to see you, Ron.
Likewise, Mark. Thank you very much for having me.